This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Let's hear it for the good guys!
Westbound Records. It's something else. It's called
Free Your Mind. Free Your Mind.
Free Your Mind.
The kingdom of heaven is within.
Unusual, camp, today, and now. Funkadelic Soul. It's a new concept by the Funkadelic on Westbound Records in stereo. You gotta dig it. Discover a new kind of soul. Free Your Mind. By Funkadelic. It's waiting for you now on Westbound Records. And it's available wherever records are sold.
Come on with me.
No talking, please.
Thank you for cooperating. Now everyone can enjoy the show. And thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
And I gather where I haven't dispersed. The gospel according to St. Luke. You know, for days I almost broke my head trying to figure out how we could get a hold of that silver. And now it's dropped right into our laps, ready to move. All we gotta do is jump on our horses and move. Friends, the promised land is here.
in sight when I reached in my pocket to pay the man. All I drew back was my empty hand. A honey, my money got funny, and I was feeling funny too. I said my money got kind of funny, and I was feeling funny too. Oh, when your money gets funny, there is nothing you can do. A honey, my money got funny, and I was feeling funny too. Oh, yeah. When I reached in my pocket to pay the man, all I drew back was my empty hand. A honey, my money got funny, and I was feeling funny too. I said my money got kind of funny, and I was feeling funny too. Whoa, when your money gets funny, there is nothing you can do. But honey,
people that you call your friend is just hanging around for the money you spend. Well, rock on! Rock on! Rock on! The last of rock is gone. I got a girl, well, she can't be beat. She'd be real pretty if she had some teeth. Well, rock on! Rock on! Rock on! Now the last of rock is gone. I wonder why it have to happen every time. When you find a friend who'd help you, he ain't got a dime. Well, rock on! That can make me mad, and that's a girl who never learned how to say yes. Well, rock on! Rock on! Rock on! Yeah, the last of rock is gone.
A frenzy of music and action.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. If you're not into classic R&B slash oldies, and as we were just discussing here at the Fifth Estate Studio A, it's a cliche, but it's a truism that if you've never heard something for the first time until now, it's new music. It's not old. And this, in our underscore, is part of that equation. Recorded in, well, I think this is when McCoy Tyner was still part of Coltrane's ensemble. In fact, he is, this from 1963 on the Impulse label. Elvin Jones on the traps, and a number of other high-octane jazz personnel on this track called The Newport Romp. This from the album, because I pulled a switcheroo at the last second here, because I demand of myself that, you know, I throw these shifts in style and song, and then have to scramble for an explanation as to who and why. So let's just leave it at that. 1963, the inimitable and inevitable McCoy Tyner. Love him. Always have, always will. Thank you. Preceding that, some pale-faced white boy soul, courtesy of Eli Paperboy Reed and his band. This from originally a single recorded at Sam Phillips Studio, the Sun Recording Studios, in Memphis, Tennessee, in 2019. Name of the track is called Anytime You Want Me. And I was saying to somebody at my shop on Saturday that when I woke up to the news of Israel and the, well, I won't put any claim on this excursion or skirmish into Iran. I won't, I'll put that squarely at the feet of the masters of war here in America. No matter how crummy the Iran hierarchy, theocracy was, and they were. They murdered their own people and lots of them. It's a better day when some of those people are no longer breathing the same air that we do. At the same time, you know, I just thought, oh God, these people in Israel, which is far right wing, and our country, which is becoming so, they're determined to get us in World War III. So I went downstairs, saw my wife in the kitchen, and we've been together a long time. So sometimes you can fall into the bad habit of being affectionless, but I said, I just walked up to her and quoted the opening line, or the vital chorus in Gimme Shelter. It's like, war, children, it's just a shot away, but love, sister, is just a kiss away. And I kissed my wife on the lips, and she kissed me back. We hugged and said, you know, this could be really big trouble. So that's a behind-the-scenes tale of what happened, and it's got nothing to do with Eli Paperboy Reed or the track we just played, Anytime You Want Me, from the collection Hits and Misses, the singles, which is a teehee in and of itself, because I've never known Eli Paperboy Reed to have a hit. But I like his string of white boy soul numbers. He's pretty good. In fact, he's very good, reporting for the Hip Rock label. And I do that silly when I see the name, because that's Slim Gaylord with Yep Rock, Horacy. Buddy Johnson before that, Rock On! Exclamation point, from a really fine collection of his mono stereo singles. Buddy Johnson and his orchestra 20 years of blues, boogie, and ballads, encompassing the years 1941 to 1961. He was a band leader, died fairly young of, my notes are on the other page, but I love that song. It takes him a while to get going, but once he does, it's pretty funny. Buddy Johnson with Rock On. His sister Ella was in that band as well. I remember that part. Then at the last second, I switched from the track that I was going to play Baby Washington. Baby Washington is no relation to Dinah Washington, which I should have played off this collection, or How Did I Call an Audible on Big Joe Turner? We may have to get back to that. I would feel remiss since I'm on record as saying that of all the blues shouters from the day, and this is a jump ball between him and Muddy Waters when he sang the blues and really leaned into it, Big Joe Turner's the best of them all. The legend was, and it could be apocryphal, that when Big Joe Turner sang in auditoriums when he got started in the late 1930s with Pete Johnson on the piano, that he didn't need a microphone. He just got up there and yelled his big blast black A-double-S off. Well, instead, we heard Baby Washington, because I've never played that track before, and truth be told, I've never even listened to it. The track's called Money's Funny. And you know what? In early 2026, when the money cream has all floated to the top here in America, it's not so funny. Took that from a collection, 2-CD set, Let the Good Times Roll. 40-something R&B classics. I've never known the Baby Washington song to be a classic, but apparently if these guys say so, and I just played the disc, they win. Louisiana Red in a minute and 53. No wonder that set flew by so quick. From the collection of his music, an album recorded in 1962 in New York City, Louisiana Red on vocals, guitar, harmonica, and plus a band with the jazz drummer Panama Francis on it. We listened to 253, Louisiana Red. The album's called The Lowdown Back Porch Blues. Some mulatto fellow. And he's got some raw gut bucket fame working for him in his approach to the blues and R&B. Like it a lot. Recommend, as a matter of fact, Louisiana Red. Because as we were discussing here in the studio, we kind of do the show within a show, the game within a game, and we do a show for ourselves off mic, and then when we turn it back on, for you as well. So, like the old TV shows, if they ever film the outtakes, somebody of this program, it would be two different flavors on the same ice cream cone. King Solomon Burke from 1969 passed his hit-making peak covering Bob Dylan's The Mighty Quinn. Now, I remember when Manfred Mann cut this song, they heard an acetate of one of the songs recorded around the basement tapes in 1967 and thought, okay, we'll do that. And the next thing you know, they had a top 20 hit, I believe, with this. Man, Solomon Burke, he gets knuckle deep inside the fun and fury of The Mighty Quinn. Recorded for the Bell label, King Solomon Burke, a long career, lasted into his late 60s. I don't know how. The cat, when he was thin in his later days, was 400 pounds. Like Screamin' Jay Hawkins, had multiples of children. I believe it was close to 30. And when asked why, he said, well, that's why they call me King Solomon Burke, because I am the king of my own feudal grounds of 30 children and not as many wives, But the numbers were uncomfortably close, if you believe in matrimonial monogamy. What a singer. Solomon Burke. Funkadelic checked in from the collection Free. There's a lot of ass references in this set. Free your ass and your mind, or free your mind and your ass will follow. That's it. 1970, it was their second record. What an album. That was like, the first album was more R&B and black. The second record, this one was trippy psychedelia, following the example of the Chambers Brothers on Love, Peace, and Happiness. I love it. And a rock and roll anthem to begin the program tonight. Hank Ballard and the Midnighters doing There's a Thrill on the Hill. Let's go, let's go, let's go. They went to chase that thrill down. Oh, man, I love that song. And this is the day where Springsteen came out on stage, because he used to do stuff like this all the time. And I think he's revived the practice where he comes out on stage and something of either social import or a track he was heavily influenced by the previous day, he would just come out and do it. And that was one, because Hank Ballard had died 2 days earlier. And if you're not hip to the name Hank Ballard and his band The Midnighters, Hank Ballard wrote the original version of The Twist in either the late 50s or 1960. I want to land on 1960, but I don't have accurate information in front of me, so we'll go with my landing in this case. And he didn't have as big a hit of it with it as Chubby Checker did here in the States and around the world. But what a pen. I mean, this guy had all kinds of stuff. He did the Work With Me Annie, Think Sexy Ways, Finger Poppin' Time. I mean, this guy was a diamond among minerals. Hank Ballard and the Midnighters from 1962 with Let's Go, Let's Go, Let's Go. If you don't have this in your collection, you just made a big mistake. But you could correct it by going out and supporting both streaming and preferably physical music, because you'll always have it. If your hard drive dies with the stuff you've streamed and taped, you got to go back and try and find it all, which Number One Son is doing now from his collection. Cautionary tale. Oh, by the way, this is the Paleface Parabola. You got two men at work, not just one. He's the mystery man. He is the fellow, and he had to do it already tonight, who fills in the cracks to my ineptitude, which shows up, peeks his head out in unwanted frequency on this program. And he's got the unenviable task of trying to top what he finished our show with last week, when the Mystery Man's Midnight Magic Act ends the program and gilds the lily for retrospect number 717 tonight with the ubiquitous and uber talented my boss, Phil Gray. Just kidding, Phil, because he hates being called up, even though it's true, and he is. And I'd be jumping JB. A friend of mine just said yesterday that I hadn't seen in 5 years or talked to in 5 years, stopped in my record shop with about 5 minutes to go in a day, and it's like, I didn't even recognize him at first. I didn't have my glasses on. Then he got up close and personally said, "Oh, it's Jimmy." Said, "Oh, my God. You." But not only did he interrupt my listening to the Mystery Man's radio show here in New Jersey, but he made me late getting home. My wife's relaxed on that front to a large degree, but there used to be times where if I didn't close when I said I was going to close, man, did I get the gears. So it's great to see him. And, you know, sometimes with old friends, you're thinking, why doesn't that dick ever call me? Why do they come around? They know where I am. I've known people like that who expect you to make, or you expect them to make the first step, you know, and you spend your life grumbling. It's like, well, you know, they don't call me anymore. They never stop by. And, you know, 20 years of your life goes by, and then all of a sudden it's like, what, was I stupid? Why didn't I do something? So I was glad that chance occurrence happened. We talked some talk and parted as friends again. And likely, knowing the fellow, it might be 5 more years before I see him again. But at least before one of us goes, because we're both going to be 70 in the next 10 months. You know, at least we saw each other. So that's where we've been here on the Pale-Faced Parable. I'm Jumpin' JB, as said, and I was telling him yesterday. He said, what did you used to call yourself on the radio? I said, yeah, Jumpin' JB. He said, yeah, I remember that. I said, boy, do I feel stupid saying that these days. He's like, well, why? That's what you've been known on the radio for a long time. He said, I'm almost 70 years old. I'm still calling myself Jumpin' JB. You could slide an ant under how high I could jump these days physically, and that would probably be still sparing the ant's life. So it's kind of like Jumpin' JB is a misnomer, to put it mildly. But what's true is all the news that gives you fits, and then we'll be right back to the second thrilling set of Part A of tonight's Pale-Faced Parabola. Tonight, your ears. Tomorrow, the world. I was dismayed yesterday to hear of the death of John Hammond Jr., son of John Hammond Sr., obviously, who was the A&R man for Columbia Records in its heyday. He was responsible for signing not only Billie Holiday, and I think Sinatra when he was working on Columbia, but also Bob Dylan and Bruce Springsteen, the man had ears. Well, John Hammond Jr. was a white boy blues guy who, in the 1960s, along with John Mayall, kind of changed the game around, and the Butterfield Blues Band, kind of changed the game around for Pale Faces, because he played blues with a young Robbie Robertson and members of the band when they were the Hawks on a couple of mid-60s albums that were recorded for the Atlantic label, not his dad's label, Columbia. And man, they were good. And by all accounts, John Hammond Jr. was a really sweet guy. Worked on Tom Waits records. And I've got some albums by him. And he's really good. Strong. John Hammond Jr. Van Morrison released the album Moondance, which was the first album I ever heard from him, and I find it, always have found it, superior to the overrated Astral Weeks, in my opinion. Man, people love that record. I don't hear it. I never have. It just sounded like yet another folk record. It was like, oh, Van was so much more adventurous than that. From Moondance through, some people say Vidon Police. I say It's Too Late to Stop Now, which is one of the great double live albums. It's a great live album of all time. IMHO. We want to, because I don't speak enough about the rest of the people who work at Free FM, hello to Ivan from the Vara Lounge. He has been a vital component of the Hamilton, New Zealand music scene on the North Island for years, and he's retiring at the end of this one. Hi, Ivan, and thank you. Roger Daltrey was 82 on March 1st. Can't stand him. I always thought that Pete Townsend was the grumpy guy from The Who, and there's no doubt about it. He is. But Daltrey's no ray of sunshine himself. Iconic frontman, though. But at this point, Rog, keep your shirt buttoned up. You got, and I have myself, so I can speak to this topic. You got aging belly skin. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 8. And this is for Trump's Board of Peace / Masters of War. Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount, quote, God bless those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. So protesters out there in the street, there's reason to fear with the retribution that comes from the American ICE organization getting beat up, or worse yet, potentially shot. But if you believe in the Judeo-Christian heritage, that's a lifestyle right there. They will be called, the peacemakers will be the children of God. Andy Warhol once said, once you got pop, you never see a sign the same way. And once you thought pop, you never saw America the same way. I think he's referring to the art around his soup cans and some of the 60s pop art of the day. In fact, it must be. Benjamin Franklin, what a character. I'm rereading Walter Isaacson's book about him from about 20 years ago. His pseudonym was Anthony Afterwit. And here's a quote. Frugality is an enriching virtue, one I could never quite acquire in myself. Means Ben liked to throw the money around. Jesse Jackson was fond of Irish people. I like Jesse Jackson. He gave good speech for sure. Controversial about the way he acted when MLK got shot, since he was standing right next to him in Memphis on April 4th, 1968. Jesse Jackson visited Belfast on several occasions, with St. Patrick's Day coming up in 2 weeks' time and parades aplenty around the hullies and gullies of New Jersey this weekend. I thought that pertinent. Sarah Longwell wrote this. Democrats give everybody Friday off and then talk about work-life balance. No wonder they lose to Republicans in elections so much. It's a stereotypical blanket statement, but I've also heard a similar grumbling where it's like Republicans bring rocks to debates and Democrats bring pillowcases. In 1776, with the 250th anniversary upon us here of America this year, I was going back through some of my old magazines and found a couple of things I thought might interest you. Norfolk, Virginia, one of the oldest places of importance here in America, burned and battled. It was built on a 50-acre piece of land near a deep-water harbor. It was the eighth largest settlement in the 13 colonies when America started. Fact, nearly all of America's insurrections have been driven by, quote, white people's resistance to federal power. And certainly the groups that are alive and influencing policy in America these days. That is at the top of the list of grievances. Hamilton and Jefferson were foes past the grave. Jefferson, 20 years after Hamilton died, was still gnashing teeth about his favor and his influence. King George of England, who is my favorite character in the Broadway adaptation of Lin-Manuel Miranda's stage play about Hamilton, was decapitated by a mob who broke through his fence and, just for fun, whacked off his nose as well. Never knew that till this weekend. But if it's new, it's not old, right? Neil Innes from both the Bonzo Doodah Dog Band and most notably the Ruddles, which is, forget Spinal Tap for the moment, that's among the most brilliant send-ups that anyone's ever did of a spoof of a famous thing. Of course, in that one, Neil Innes was sending up the Beatles and wrote songs that were loving parodies of Beatles songs. The title of his biography, Neil Innes, is Dip My Brain in Joy. Man, I'm going to put that on the urn after I'm burned up when I'm cremated. Tom Wilson, who produced The Velvet Underground and the first Mothers of Invention record, Freak Out, he got Zappa in their days of working together, which I believe was only one record, to write, arrange, and write and arrange a song for Robin, a.k.a. Burt Ward, of the TV show Batman, which was, talk about a parody and kitsch. I used to love when they were climbing up the side of buildings and they'd stop to talk to people. Batman, hello, citizen. And start asking the guy questions or letting the guy question them. And it's like, oh, man, that's so much fun as a kid. Burt Ward, the song was called Boy Wonder, I Love You. Zappa called it one of the weirdest projects I've ever worked on. Frank Zappa saying a Burt Ward single was a weird project. The mind reels. Brinsley Schwarz of his own band with Nick Lowe in the 1970s before Rockpile and Nick Lowe's solo career. Brinsley Schwarz, and he also played guitar, most notably with Graham Parker and The Rumor, IMHO, one of the greatest bands that have ever come from Merry Old. He said once, Graham Parker got fed up with him, gave him a couple of Little Feet albums, and said, listen to these and stop playing Steely Dan licks on my albums. And I got to know Graham Parker a little bit. I can hear him saying that. Roger McGuinn, in his early days, used to do sets before the Byrds started. BYRDS for the uninitiated, where he mixed in traditional folk songs with Beatles covers, and he said somewhat self-deprecatingly, it didn't go that well. Greg Stier, New Jersey singer-songwriter and raconteur, played a gig at our shop this past Saturday afternoon with Niles on bass, and stay tuned for Niles. He's the next selection, albeit with a different band. Man, they were great. Greg was the best I've ever seen him, engaging, political, telling stories, and his guitar playing was sensational. Sensational, I say. And they were brilliant. I thought they were tremendous. Blues covers and his own originals. I have binged, and 3D has sat in with me since 2 weeks ago when Robert Duvall passed. Four of his classic movies: Apocalypse Now, The Godfather Part 1, Network, which we just watched 3D for the first time over the weekend, and the movie Tender Mercies, which he finally won the Best Actor Oscar for. And it's kind of like, what took you guys so long? I mean, what? I know he was a character actor in a lot of his movies, but I was like, he's acknowledged by his peers to be, if not the best actor, in the conversation. And it's low-key stuff for the most part, although he's pretty angry at Network. If I had to pick, I would pick his role in Apocalypse Now as Kilgore, because it's such a mind blower, and he's so good. I just, to this day, when I watch it, I'm just riveted and blown away by how great that scene is. But of those four movies I just named, and I'm not even naming To Kill a Mockingbird, which was his debut in the movies, and other movies I've left on the literal cutting room floor, it's impossible to pick. And finally, all the news that gives you fits. I think, well, Neil Sedaka got a toe tag over the weekend. Even as a child, my parents had a couple of his 45s. Couldn't stand them. And that's it. That is it, actually. When is this guy ever going to shut up and play music? Well, now. New Jersey, born and bred. This is Bill Kelly and the House of Cards, a band we used to work with on our decade-long record label, who actually got a song on the TV show Northern Exposure once and had some game. The band eventually splintered due to lack of success, as it were, and their front man being mercurial. Here's a song from a collection that our label put out called In Wig City, In the Land of the Permanently Flipped, from 1993 on the BOD label. This is Bill Kelly in the House of Cards featuring Niles Turrett on lead guitar. Does a stellar solo on this track, which to me, well, I've already said this to Niles. Bill, if you're listening, it's a direct rewrite of the Bonnie Raitt song about Papa and Chico from one of her records called 20 Years in the Big City.
Well, Papa said to Mom, think you better sit down. I can't find Jim, I think he went downtown. Well, he was blowing down the road, dusting his broom. By the way, he's moving, won't be back too soon. I think he's going down to the big city. He's gonna go downtown. I think he's gonna stay out all night long. And that mama got nervous as she said, my son, if it don't get hurt, it's gonna hurt someone. Yeah, the honky-tonk angel's got an evil charm. Yeah, it's been 10 years since he's been off the farm. He ain't never been to no big city. He never been downtown. The Lord knows he never on that lawn. Blonde hair, but they were living on honey and a poor man's tears. Hey, the pretty young thing got 20 odd years. He doing 20 years in the big city, 20 years uptown, 20 years for staying out on that dog. Yeah. On guitar. We'll be right back.
on that long, on that long, all night long, on that long.
I've walked with bulldogs, and I've played with banjos. I've thrown money down a wishing well. Sometimes I feel like I'm walking in a long, slow dream to the far-off knell of a funeral bell. But I'm not here to depress you. I'm here to repossess you. And if everything's right, I'll get to undress you. I want you back. I want you back again. And I know what it's like to be alone. I know what it's like to be on my own. And I know what it's like to be a man full grown. Cause I go around and around and around and around and around on this old. Over our heads through December's remains. Yeah, I remember. Well, I remember, baby. Admittedly a little vaguely, but just the same. And I'll hold on to these memories and hopes of what I've lost I'll someday gain. I want you back again. I want you back again. It's like to be young and bold. I know what it's like to be bored and so. And I know what it's like to be a man full grown. And I go round and around and around and around and around on this old world.
Go round and around and around and around. And so now I'd like to say, people can change anything they want to. And that means everything in the world. People are running about following their little tracks. I am one of them. But we've all got to stop just following our own little mouse trail. People can do anything. This is something that I'm beginning to learn. People are out there doing bad things to each other. It's because they've been dehumanized. It's time to take the humanity back into the center of the ring and follow that for a time. Greed, it ain't going anywhere. They should have that in a big billboard across Times Square. Without people, you're nothing. That's my spiel.
Carlos Santana with one of the albums that followed Supernatural in the year 2000 when he cleaned up and won about 8 Grammys for it and sold gabillion records and things like that. I've been a Santana fan since album 1, note 1 of the first song. Some of these albums following were really weak tea. And this album is so-so. The album's called Shaman, or Shaman, depending on your point of view. And we're listening to the track right now called Victory Is Won, W-O-N. while the victory was won on the previous record when it made you more shekels and coin of the realm than you ever could have imagined when you were starting off as a blues band in San Francisco in 1968. But I like this instrumental a lot. Victory is Won, Santana from 2002. Coming out of two remarkable songs, I thought. Peter Karp from the album Roadshow in, I don't know what date this was. I don't remember when Pete released this record. It was recorded in the 1990s, I believe. Now, the first time Pete, this was under recommendation of a friend, played at my shop. He brought a bass player friend of his, and they played to four people. The next time, it was eight people. It was kind of like a multi-level marketing scheme where it just kept increasing in numbers. And eventually, Peter Karp was filling small halls in our area and was very well thought of. That song, Round and Round, is just incredible. The story on it, when he played that song, just the two of them in front of our store the first time, I was like, oh my God, why isn't this guy big? This song is fantastic. Pete now based in both Tennessee, and he's got a big following in Europe. And we spoke glowingly, and this is for the radio, and when I get back to what passes for reality, the greeting will be, you bastard, because that's what we call each other. Niles Tourette on bass in the Pete Karp band, along with Mike Catapano on drums, when they play here in the States. The gig schedule has kind of slowed off a bit. Pete makes more bones in Europe than he does here. But I recommend, if you could find a copy of this album, Roadshow, that whole album is worth it for that song alone. And then it was Bill Kelly in the House of Cards, as noted before. The compilation disc is called In Wig City. And we heard 20 Years in the Big City. Andy Gessling on slide mandolin. It's like, when they came back and told me what he played, it's like, slide mandolin? What is that? Does anybody ever done that before? Nobody to my knowledge. And they had some musicologists in that band. Mike Esposito on bass, a master musician, and has been since I was in my 20s. Niles Tourette on lead guitar. I love that solo that he does in the last minute of the song. And Bill Kelly on lead vocals. And I believe he wrote that song from scratch. The Pale-Faced Parabola, In Your Ear or Ears, hopefully both. Right now, retrospect number 717 on the way. At midnight tonight, here live on Free FM, we are in the Free Music Zone. We have the privilege of being able to light the fuse to that every Wednesday night between 10 and midnight. And man, it's a joy. It's a thrill up on the hill. Not a throw up on the hill, a thrill upon the hill to be part of this station with the breakfast show talent of Gary, Mike, and Kate. Albert with God's Message. Paul Trenwith with Back Porch Bluegrass. Oliver Gray, A Sonic Youth, Island Reggae Luau. These are wonderful shows. Come dive in. You can get it on a number of different ways online. And I'm remembering now, as I'm talking, by text here to us on a weekly basis, like our mate Ed from Ohio does, at 908-914-7582 for advice, abuse, or comments. And my wife started giving me a hard time about something the other night. I said, what are you picking on me? He said, well, you ask for it on your radio program. Advice, abuse, or comments. Oh, yeah. You're right. No abuse over Santana, I'm trusting. And hopefully not the follow-up to this in a brace of four instrumentals in this set. The album's called Roadmaster. Another New Jersey native. We're New Jersey strong tonight on the program in the NJ to NZ connection. This is an album called The Blues Guitar of a gentleman that I worked with briefly and promoted chiefly, Johnny Charles. He's got some game on the six strings. In fact, lots of it. And here's the evidence. This track called Park Avenue Swing here on Free FM. Need I say it? I trust I don't have to, but we'll double down on the experience. Accept no substitute. Thank you. The Tim Lydon Trio, Lydon, recorded in one day, the whole album was Rocktober 21, 1999. Thanks to the ubiquitous host of Mozart the Motorhead, John Hamill, for turning me on to this years and years ago. We work with John here in New Jersey on Homegrown Radio NJ. Boy, it's a good record. Nice listen. I was telling the mystery man that my wife loves piano-driven jazz. She tolerates Frank Zappa, at least a lot of the instrumentals. I don't know if she's a Grand Funk Railroad fan. I trust that she's not. This is Frank Zappa producing the album called Good Singing, Good Playing, and listen to Frank shred on this track. Well, they'll explain it themselves, so it's called Out to Get You on Free FM.
Woo! call up a Frisco to join a psychedelic band. I'm going up to Frisco to join a psychedelic band. Hey, Pop, where you going with that button on your shirt? I'm going to the love end to sit and play my bongos in the dirt. Yes, I'm going to the love end to sit and play my bongos in the dirt. Hey, Pop, where you going with that hair on your head? Hey, Pop, where you going with that hair on your head? I'm going to the dance to get some action, then I'm going home to bed.
A girl like you doing a class like this. I'm from a rock and roll band. I think we should. Is the song over?
The band's name is Real Estate. They're from New Jersey. This is an album that was released today in 2014 called Atlas. And that track was called April Song, which we're only 28 days away from that thing being activated and a reality. Preceding that, the Mothers of Invention from an album that was also released today, albeit Gazinta Gazinta, 1968 to 2014, 34 years earlier, if not 40, whatever it is, 40, 36 years earlier, 1968, March 3, 1968, and the piece called Flower Punk from We're Only In It for the Money. I remember walking into the J.J. Newberry's in Hackettstown, New Jersey, and they had a great album section there, and one of them we used to laugh. You know, when us Catholic school kids would go in there, they had a lunch bar there, and you could sit down and eat and have soda or whatever the case may be, and then go through the album section. And Dad, We're Only In It for the Money. I don't know who promoted their records there or marketed them, but they had We're Only In It for the Money with the spoof of Sgt. Pepper on the back cover and them all dressed in drag on the front. And it was great. Then we got the album home, and it's like, the hell is this? Zappa and the Mothers with Flower Punk from We're Only In It for the Money. Continuing on the historical things, Richard Manuel of the band, who was troubled, to put it mildly, did himself in on this date after a concert in a hotel in a small town or city. And I was looking around for something different, but given the fact, again, that it's March and the Irish is front and center in front of us, how about this one from The Last Waltz?
She used to rock me.
euphemistically, yet lovingly, call this program Mental Gymnastics and Musical Hopscotch. And to fit in with that concept, the tale of Hopscotch Willie from Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks. Now, Malkmus made original bones in his career with the band Pavement and their slackerisms in the 90s and the aughts. And then he went on to form this group. I like this group as much, if not better. This from the album Real Emotional Trash is the name of it. And it was released today in music history. Making history, Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks. I felt the need to back announce some of what we just played during our second quest of the evening. We Cheat the Hangman. The Mystery Man's Midnight Musical Magic Act is coming up. Feel no fret. The band before that, with Richard Manuel on the lead vocal and Van Morrison leaning in to lend his Irish to Tora Laura Laura from the band's last waltz, an album I never listened to anymore because I got tired of it, but that's in the conversation as one of the great rock and roll films ever, considering the roll call of 5 to 10 star artists they brought in as guests on that show. Points off for not bringing John Hammond in, I was thinking this morning. Tora Laura Laura from The Last Waltz in 1976 at Thanksgiving time. Then we told you about Real Estate and also The Mothers of Invention in that set, leaving Yes and the Rolling Stones on the cutting room floor, but we might remind you of the famous quote from Keith Richards, who once said, "Look, I don't have a drug problem. I got a police problem." And he certainly did in his days as a notorious outlaw who thumbed his nose at the average penalty for, you know, misbehaving in public, which for Keith, I think, was a source of pride. Well, Keith loved reggae, and so do I. And we play it, at least try to, on a weekly basis on both of our programs. What we know we do on a regular basis on this program is give you a dose of what the Mystery Man has cooking in his kitchen. He's got a celebratory late-in-show drink, always to set the editing mood as we do same-day surgery to our show. And he has just stepped up to the microphone because we're short on time, as usual. And we're going to give him the microphone number two to have at you with tales of the band he's about to play tonight, which I'm not even going to try. I know Roland Alfonso from the Scatolites is playing in the background, and this is a cover of Horace Silver's Song for My Father, one of my favorite jazz pieces. Now, it's for you. You need a reference?
Yeah.
This is the end of the Pale-Faced Parabola Retrospect number 717. A sure shot in a radio world of variety. You can count on this program if you're into 1960s obscure music to have yourself a solid sensation of a ball. But for now, this is music that I'll never put a guarantee on this, but it's a fairly safe bet that 99.9.9.9 of you have never heard of a lot of the stuff the Mystery Man plays, and this might be one of them. What do you got?
We have a Finnish group named Tuuletar. Four women. And they create all of their melodic and harmonic sounds with their voices, with just the percussion being instrumental. And the tune we're going to hear is Aittima. which means Mother Earth.
Which is a concept that is being made light of here in the United States now, as the EPA rules have been restricted. But this is it, you know, at least for our existence and our frame of reference, Mother Earth. So let's bring in the voices of a foreign land to sing about something we all should participate in, not on a yearly basis, not on a weekly basis, but on a daily, minute-by-minute basis. IMHO. Sláinte, cheers, and a foamy mug raised to you and your ears. Again, for text line, for comments on our program, 908-914-7582. Phil, it's your turn.
Mä kuihtua kuolla rapaa.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.